The right to greatness. The world is not ending. It is just not where it should be. And while you are correct to think that most people won't care until it is too late, understand that this is because the world has wronged them. They are hurt with overwork, fear, confusion, poverty, including poverty in their mind. The idea of paid education can't be more twisted. Once an institution charges for knowledge, it becomes permanently tarnished for putting obstacles in humanity's way. And that is not even considering the question of whether or not schools can actually teach. Cramming, memorizing, passing, graduating, maybe giving a speech is not an education. A speech which cannot help but to praise the institution in question and the faculty. The valedictorian can't say anything negative and still hope to pay off the debt that the school put them in. It is all too easy to pick an achiever that feels warmly about their education. But this is a matter of all the graduates displaying more than they could accomplish on their own, given the same resources and the same number of years. And this concept of a GPA that is controlled by the teachers and the school itself, upon which their funding and prestige depends on. If there actually ever was a need for a real graduation, then it would have the students present the fruits of their education. Things that they created, or led, or begun, meaningful, long-lasting, or permanent things. Anyway, you can spot the lie by just considering whether or not an education has an end. Real education does not last 4 years. It lasts a lifetime. The silent, unspoken truths are all too simple. A brand name education gets people accepted into world-renowned circles. It is never about the education. It is about the doors that the brand names open. But you see, education can't be faked. Education is the driving force beneath greatness. It empowers with knowledge, enlightens with wisdom, and lifts the person to greatness. In greatness, we don't wage wars. We don't steal blue skies from children a world over by flying drones over their heads. In wisdom, in greatness, we ensure a real education decades before the poverty takes hold and pushes the people into desperation and conflict and war. We are brothers and sisters. We can see into the future. That the world is the way it is today is proof that representatives are cheap and feeble tools. Yes, we don't know what to do. With real education, in wisdom, knowing the next steps would be beautiful. It would fill all the world with hope. But in what we have today, people throw themselves into overwork out of desperation and fear of poverty and hunger and homelessness. They never discover that they are meant to become great beings, that money is meant to help humanity grow, not force it into wage slavery. The wiser generations that are yet to come will be able to declare whether or not schools in our era held us back. A few hundred years from now, our internet and even private emails will be read in search for answers. They will search for the answers to the question of why. Why didn't we repair all the social constructs that are of our own making and invention, and yet hold us back? Why didn't we help humanity advance sooner rather than later? How could we allow poverty to swallow the whole world? How could we not see how wrong we were? This damage poverty causes to a person cannot always be undone. However, it can be prevented in the future generations. Socrates tried to do this. He tried to teach wisdom to alter the course his civilization was on. He tried to make the future better, the only wise way there is, by teaching the younger generations to prevent the repetitions of mistakes, propagations of errors, and all the things that don't belong in wise decision-making. If you choose to become a great being, even those who have been hurt by the world will listen to you. We all have a predisposition to listen to what great beings have to say. Not only will the younger generations become wiser because of who you have become, but you will also be able to restore hope to those who have lost it. Wisdom will make the world stop and listen. The very definition of wisdom is that it is integrated and easy to understand. Though yours may be vast as space, it will forever remain human, forever all too human. Wisdom can be as simple as helping people out of invisible prisons. A lot of the things that are crushing humanity are concepts that we invented and can regain control over. But humanity can't be torn by noise, confusion, religions, politics, borders, hunger, pain, war. It has to begin growing towards wisdom, where it can converge, integrate, unite, combine its countless strengths. The world needs wise and unstoppable beings to remind its people of the importance of wisdom and the right to greatness. If you become a great being, the world will begin learning from you. People will follow in similar footsteps, both the young and the old, both the angry and the cheerful. Don't just lead them. Help them to become somewhat like you. That is all the universe will ever ask from you. In the end, all it will take is for the younger generations to understand that becoming great beings is their right.